The Stark County Coroner's Office says a man was found dead Tuesday morning at Veterans Park in Plain Township in what investigators describe as a suicide. The 55-year-old was found in a parking lot on the northwest side of the park. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after 7 a.m. The incident prompted a brief lockdown at Glen Oak High School across Schneider Street while sheriff's deputies responded. A man accused in an alliance homicide has been arrested in West Virginia after a multi-agency manhunt. 50-year-old Robert Ross was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon in Morgantown and is being held pending extradition to Ohio. He is accused of killing his wife, 38-year-old Ashley Ross, who was found dead inside their West Ely Street home after their children called 911 early Wednesday. A Canton teen is convicted in connection with a July 2025 shooting. During a bench trial in Stark County Common Pleas Court, Judge Taryn Heath found 17-year-old Donovan Graydon guilty Wednesday of aggravated robbery and felonious assault. He was acquitted of attempted murder and one count of aggravated robbery. The case stems from a Canton robbery in which a man was seriously injured while he and a woman were held up. Graydon is scheduled to be sentenced Monday. A Stark County grand jury has indicted two men on child abuse charges. Tyler Kuhn is charged with rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor or impaired person in nudity-oriented material or performance. The alleged activity involved a 12-year-old and occurred between January and October 2025. In a separate case, 21-year-old Winston Hostetler of Perry Township faces four counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. He allegedly possessed or controlled obscene material involving minors on four separate dates between December 2025 and March 11th. Both men were arrested Wednesday and are awaiting arraignments tomorrow in Common Pleas Court. A judge has denied a motion against the city of Canton over a tax abatement ordinance linked to a proposed data center project in Perry Township. In a filing last month, former city council candidate Daniel Gates argued the legislation's emergency designation was being used to bypass referendum timelines. Council is expected to vote on the tax break Monday. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ruled Monday the request was not related to his pending case, which focuses on city council rules for public comment and meeting procedures. The judge also ruled that under Ohio law, courts cannot review a council's emergency designation. The request for a temporary restraining order and injunction was denied. Gates filed a motion Wednesday seeking reconsideration. Developers are pushing a zoning change in Plain Township for the former Sanctuary Golf Club property to build senior housing and new residential units. The Independent reports Ford Principal is proposing a mixed project off Apple Grove Northwest, including homes, apartments, and walking trails on nearly 70 acres. On Wednesday, the Zoning Commission recommended approval after a public hearing where some residents raised concerns about traffic and property values. Township trustees will have the final say, possibly as early as June 9th. Police in St. Clair Township are investigating a scam that cost an elderly woman more than $13,000. Officers say the woman received a letter claiming to be from the FBI and phone calls from someone posing as a Huntington Bank investigator. The suspects convinced her to withdraw cash for a fake bank investigation, then sent a woman to her home to pick up the money. Police say similar scams are being investigated in the area. A man is dead following a shooting Wednesday morning in Austintown. Around 7:20, officers responded to reports of gunshots at New Road and Lori Drive. They found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. The Mahoning County coroner later identified him as 30-year-old Zachary Fisher. Investigators say the incident may have followed a traffic crash and fight. A man and woman were detained for questioning as the investigation continues. A large family fight at Boardman Park Tuesday afternoon is now linked to a shooting investigation in Youngstown. Police say 30 to 40 people were involved in the brawl during a family gathering. About 30 minutes later, gunshots were reported at a home on East Ravenwood Avenue. No injuries or arrests were reported. A Warren man has been charged with felonious assault and weapons offenses after a shooting early today left one person wounded. Officers responded to the 300 block of Washington Street Northwest just before 1 a.m. and stopped 52-year-old Joseph Richardson, finding a gun in his sweatshirt pocket. Warren police say he admitted firing three shots during a dispute. A man suffering a gunshot wound to the arm was found inside an apartment building and taken to the hospital. Richardson pleaded not guilty during arraignment in municipal court. Bond was set at $250,000. A man will spend 10 to 15 years in prison for a violent attack on a pregnant nurse outside a Warren hospital. 37-year-old Roger Berger of Liberty Township was sentenced Wednesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in March to aggravated robbery and felonious assault. Prosecutors say Berger dragged the nurse from her car outside the former Trumbull Regional Medical Center in September 2024 and beat her, causing serious injuries. He also tried to steal her vehicle before fleeing the scene. Public input is being invited in Hubbard as city officials continue reviewing reviewing a proposed data center project. In a Facebook post, Mayor Ben Kyle says the so-called Project Milo has been under evaluation for about 2 years as officials review utility demands and zoning requirements. Kyle says no formal application has been submitted yet, and any proposal would still need review from the Planning and Zoning Commission before a city council vote. The issue will be discussed at Monday's council meeting. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.